This is Liz Booker with a literary aviatrix waypoint along our journey through stories featuring women in aviation. This one is from season 1, episode 41, in my interview with children's author Kristen L. Gray about her middle grade mystery novel, The Amelia Six. In it, she talks about how Amelia's birthplace home inspired the story. The Amelia Six is a fun read for ages 7 to 11.
It's so great that you decided to bring our aviation history into one of your novels. So tell me about the inception of this book. Where did you get the idea for it?
Okay, funny. My first idea for the book was actually kind of a picture book biography on Amelia Earhart, which there's so many biographies on her that exist, but I thought I'd found like a new little niche that no one has really talked about. So I live about 5 hours away from Amelia Earhart's home. And so my husband and I conned him into a little weekend getaway trip, and we zipped up there. And once I met the caretaker who actually lives there in house and saw the house, I realized the story was so much bigger than what I had set out to write. And the story I'd set out to write, I don't think would have been very interesting to children. It was about her, sewing line and how she was the first celebrity, if you will, to have sponsors with her, you know, luggage line and clothing. And she's in department stores. And, you know, I'm like, kids don't care about that. So, but the house just kind of screamed Clue type mystery to me. It was kind of creaky and old, and it just gave off one of those vibes. Plus the history alone was incredible.
So author Barbara H. Schultz is an author who's written about extensively about aviation history. She's written a book about Pancho Barnes, but she has a lot of the memorabilia, like the suitcases, the Earhart suitcases and stuff like that. And she's done some writing on that topic too. So that's really cool.
Oh, that is really neat. Yeah.
Well, so was it your proximity to the Earhart house that piqued your interest about her? Like, what led you to want to write even a nonfiction book about her?
You know, she was just like one of my big heroes when I was a kid. I mean, I guess pretty much Amelia Earhart and Helen Keller. When I would be assigned book reports, you know, in third grade or fourth grade, that's, I guess, just women who do daring, brave things, who break the mold, shake things up, have just always been exciting to me. And just their spirit of adventure. I'm kind of a big fraidy cat on the inside, and it's just really inspiring to me to read about these amazing women.
I always find it, I was a search and rescue helicopter pilot, and the crewman in the back, the rescue swimmer, was our EMT qualified crew person. And I'm always amazed when I hear nurses say things like, oh, I could never do that. My policy was never look back. Like, I'm going to fly the plane because I can't handle what's going on back there. So you talk about being a fraidy cat, but like, we all have our different things.
Yeah, it takes all types. I guess you just kind of get in the zone and do what you have to do at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially as a pediatric nurse, that would be really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. So you talked a little bit about going to the museum and realizing it was a bigger story. So tell me about the research, what you discovered, and if anything surprised you.
Oh my goodness. The research was the absolute best part. And I have a whole little row of, Amelia and Friends books. And also I live about 30 minutes away from Bentonville, which is where Louise Thaden was from. And she graduated from the University of Arkansas. In fact, I bought this shirt at Thaden Field. We have a little airport named after her. And of course, she and Amelia were wonderful friends. So that was part of it, was connecting with some local 99 members here too. I ended up making two research trips to the house, and the caretaker, the original caretaker that I met in 2015, 2016 is no longer there, but she was there when I was a kid. So she lived there over 40 years. And she had seen and heard everything, every possible theory that, you could come up with on her disappearance. And she's really the one that just opened my mind and made me realize what could be possible. And I had so much more to explore and learn anyway, it was fabulous. And then the University of Purdue has digitized their entire archives. And so you could spend weeks digging through personal letters between, you know, Amelia and her husband. And anyway, it was just, I could research all day long and never get around to the writing. It's my favorite part.